Let's do it. Yes, sirree, Bobby. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journalist, Sports Staff 590, The Fan, I'm Angela Viola. Stephen Labadee and Derek Brandeo at your service. And yes, for those of you who have been asking, he's back. Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats. How are you, buddy?
Hey, boys. Good morning. I just want to say, Ange.
Yes.
When I got that call yesterday afternoon, I was happy to take it. And I'm more than happy to assist your sagging ratings by coming on as often as you'd like.
Attaboy. How you been, my friend?
I've been actually on a roller coaster, but unfortunately everybody else is on one right now too. So it's onward and upward. We're in the food business. We're operating, and we're here to help.
So first of all, you know, we don't want to dwell on where you've been, but you know, you had a change of direction, and there's been some changes certainly in your business life, and whether they're worth mentioning or not, I will mention this, that you are still servicing your customers. You're not only do you have a store opened, but you're also doing the e-commerce thing, correct?
Well, we've got the store back open. It's been open for 5 months up here in the beautiful Blue Mountains. The new website is being launched this week coming up with the e-commerce, which, again, perfect. I think we've talked about over before. This is a good proof that this is where all shopping is going to end up being some way down the road. And and what we did find out, and I think you can see, that the food and the healthcare is, and water, the most essential businesses or items that we have on this planet today. And we look at what's not needed today in day-to-day life. It should be pretty obvious to you where your priority should be.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. It's been a challenge for a lot of folks listening, just doing their regular day-to-day shopping. A lot of them are finding empty shelves and all kinds of things. And are you noticing you're still in the north? Or I would consider it the north. You're Highway 26, the Blue Mountain area. What's happening there? What's the general consensus? How's the vibe, as they say?
Up here, it's totally different, Ange. I mean, we've got a lot of separation anyways. Like I said, there's only usually 7,000 people in town on a regular basis. But there is a lot of people that are not going back to the city. They're going to wait it out up here. And it's calm. I mean, it's calm. We have one major grocery store in town here in the town of Blue Mountains, and they've been steady. But people know they can get in and out and go home without actually seeing anybody if you don't want to. So it's a calm, calm area to be in, and especially with the beautiful today with the cold weather and stuff like that. It's just, we feel safe. We feel very safe.
Give us your perspective from somebody who is in the food business, and you're very familiar with stocks and how the whole food transportation and distribution works. How taxing is something like this on the whole distribution system for the food?
The biggest issue people remember is, I mean, if you have a store down the street that can carry $500,000 worth of inventory, and their sales spike to $700,000, they don't have room to stock it, and everybody's doing the same thing. But once everybody gets their cupboards filled up, that's going to slow down dramatically, and people will start shopping for perishables again, like, you know, their meats and their produce and things like that, just to supplement their thing. I mean, like, again, I'm sure everybody's got their cupboards filled now. They've got enough food for months and months, which is overbuying. I mean, there is no problem in the food industry. Even our own small business here, we've got so much inventory that because of the nature of inventory that we carry, we buy it when it's available and we have it. We're not concerned with supplies at all.
Yeah, I think that's something that we all need to pay a little more attention on and focus. You know, we will probably, and I say probably because who knows, we're traveling down uncharted roads here. We will probably not experience shortages like they may be in other parts of the world, depending on how long this thing goes. So there's no need to overreact like a lot of people are doing right now.
No, and again, what I feel, there's unfortunately, and I'm firsthand on knowledge on this, there's a lot of businesses that are not going to come out the other end. I mean, I look at some of the restaurants. I was in the city picking up stuff the other day, and look at some of these places that are shut down. If you're long established, maybe you can last it out. it might be a month or two, but it's going to take 4 or 5 months before everything gets back to normal, you know, once we get a clear sign. So that trade, that those businesses, they're non-essential. You know, if you're hanging by the thread, I feel sorry for you. And again, I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's a different world. We have to accept the fact that it's a different world, and we need to deal with it in that manner. And food is at the top of that list, for sure. Now, you said that your website is going to be going up when?
Next week.
Next week. And you're going to be doing some interesting pieces on fishingcanada.com. How's that coming?
Well, you know, we got to get that Blair over here. We're going to do some stuff, and we're going to concentrate a little bit on the cooking end of it, trying to compete with some other guy out there in the whiskey or something who's doing, I don't know.
That was a great job. What are you talking about? You're talking about Steve Nidzwicki. He did that wonderful Shore Lunch piece, right?
Yeah. But he's got some other ones there that are pretty corny. But anyways, we'll see. You know, I got Blair in my corner. He's your number one guy. We'll see. We're going to come up with some great stuff in order to give people, not only teach people what to buy, but how to take care of it and cook it.
Yeah, and that's the essential thing. How big a part is meat going to be playing in this hunker down mode that we're all in?
Well, this should be obvious. We're not growing any produce in this out of the ground at this point in this time in this country. So, I mean, everybody that has to live off the land, like if you're a vegetarian, I think you're going to have a tough time of it right now, because that's where the real shortfall is going to come. And again, they're having problems with bringing workers into the area. I don't know if you heard that as well. If they don't get the migrant workers in here, they are telling the production of produce in Ontario will drop dramatically. So it's changing time. I wouldn't want to be a member of PETA at the moment and have to be followed around.
Is that a bit of a dig?
It's a major dig. Like I said, I think about some of the talk you had this morning about some remote places in Canada. I mean, where do these people, where do PETA expect that these people are going to eat if they don't take an animal down?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, talk about harvesting your own food. No time in our history is as important as it's going to be over the course of the next few months in rural parts of this country, for sure. Going to play a major, major role. And
that's the way our country started. That's the way our country started, right?
Yeah.
And if we think you can live in a 400-square-foot high-rise condo in Toronto and survive when something like this happens on your own, you're a fool, right? We only need so many damn phones in this world.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Okay. My friend, it's a pleasure to hear your voice again, and hopefully we can make it on a more regular basis once again, and you can keep us informed. You can be the meat monger.
You just check the ratings, and I think it would be self-sufficient to see where we'll be next week.
Make sure, Stephen, write that down, will you?
I will write that down.
Check the ratings. Make sure that they're on the up and up.
Oh, man.
How can folks come and see you? Where can they come and see you? How can they connect with you?
209-574 Highway 26 in Craigley, Ontario. Right on the, I could see Georgian Bay as I look out the side of my window here, and we're on the Georgian Trail going behind us. In addition, if you just go to my Facebook page, which I'm working, and that's Sean Kelly, connecting with us. We've got 3,000 followers right now, and we're posting all the time on some of the stuff that we're doing, so please reach out.
There you go. And soon you can see him on fishingcanada.com. He's going to be putting up a regular food preparation blog, which I'm looking forward to. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Actually, I could come over to your place once this all clears up and do one in your backyard.
Oh, I'd love to.
Massive deck with that massive barbecue that I've never been privy to see.
I'd love to do it, buddy. All right, my friend. Listen, pleasure talking to you, and lovely hearing your voice. You take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Sean Kelly, our meatmonger. How's that for a little surprise?
Yes.
A lot of folks still got that jaw dropped on the table.
Was that him?
Yeah.